Let's begin with the evolution of love. So why did nature equip us with this behavior?
Okay, so we are arguably the most cooperative species on the planet, both in terms of how many different sorts of people we cooperate with, all the different ways we have to cooperate, and how long those cooperative relationships last. You know, we can be with people for decades and decades and decades. And this is partly due to a sort of an anomaly, an anatomical quirk that occurred. We've got really massive brains and we walk on two legs. And therefore, for example, we need each other's help to raise our children because our children are very dependent. They're born far too soon so that that big brain can fit through the birth canal. So we have very dependent children. And we, if you think of all the people who feed into your children's lives, your friends, your family, professionals, whoever it might be, we are cooperating to raise those children. The problem is cooperation is really stressful. We have to compete for resources. We have to coordinate with each other. We have to exist in these really stressful hierarchies. So we need something that's going to motivate and reward us for carrying out these survival critical relationships, even though they're really, really tough sometimes. And the answer to that evolution came up with is love. So basically, love is biological bribery. It's something that we get given to reward us and make sure that we carry on trying.
Now, since evolution has equipped us for love, it's clearly got some deep biological roots. And some of these roots work like, as you write in your book, like an addiction. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we have four different neurochemicals that come into the mix when you are falling in love and when you're in love. And some of them you will have heard of. So we've got oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, and beta endorphin. And they variously motivate and reward you for starting relationships. And then they addict you to the person that you're with to make sure that you stick around and that if you separate from them for whatever reason, you go out to work, whatever it might be, you go on a work trip, you start to crave that person like an addict craves heroin, and that draws you back to the person. And the reason why they are addictive and the reason why beta endorphin in particular is so addictive is it's your body's opiate. So it is a highly addictive chemical like heroin, like morphine, and it uses the same mechanism to make sure you stick with the people you love.
So the chemistry between two people really is chemistry.
Oh, completely. Yes. What you feel when you have that chemical spark, what you're feeling in particular are oxytocin and dopamine kicking off in your brain. So when people talk about chemistry, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about a natural chemical reaction going on in your brain.
Well, if love is an addiction like that, you compare the breakdown of a relationship to going cold turkey. Is it really like that?
It is, because you basically go into a form of chemical and opiate withdrawal. And so you have this actual physical sensation of pain that occurs, but you also obviously have that psychological pain, which comes from having been very closely attached to someone, and you undergo a really intense separation distress. Mm-hmm.
How else is our biology built for love?
We have this amazing phenomenon, which is known as biobehavioral synchrony. And I think in one sense, this sums up to me how critical love is to our survival. The way biobehavioral synchrony works is when you're with somebody you love, and it might be your lover, it might be a close friend, it might be your child, what you notice with people, and you will have noticed this, when they're together, people mirror each other in terms of their body behavior, their body language. But if you look inside their body, what's happening at the same time is their physiology comes into synchrony. So their heart rate, their body temperature, their blood pressure also match each other. And then if you look into the brain, we see matching synchrony in activations of the brain, so the areas of the brain that are firing off, and we see synchrony in the levels of those neurochemicals we've been talking about. And so what's happened is evolution thinks that this is so critical that you bond to this person as tightly as possible that it's actually engaged every mechanism in your body to make sure that you are as tightly bonded to that other person as possible. And that's really how important love is. I think it's the most astonishing phenomenon.